we have something that is so supernatural that I don't speak about enough. It's called the It's Supernatural School of Ministry. And I wanted to introduce you to one of our guest lecturers and one of our courses that is so unique that I don't think anyone's ever heard of a course like this. Now, my guest is a member of our board, Dr. Sandy Culkin. Sandy is one of the people, one of the owners of what is known as the DISC personality test. And this DISC test has been taken by millions, maybe 100 million. Sandy, am I exaggerating? I would say maybe 100 million?
No, you're right on. Millions and millions have taken this over the years. It's one of the state-of-the-art really assessments to really show personality values. It's really key and is used by corporations. It's used by ministries all over the world.
It's used by school. I took it in public school. So many people are familiar with the DISC test. But what you're not familiar with is what we have just developed. You will actually take the DISC test, but Dr. Culkin, who is a student of the Word, has developed a facet that has never been done to before, to my knowledge. He has developed a facet using the Bible so you can find out who you identify most with in the Bible and what their traits are based on your traits. And this is all done in a test fashion. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if you can understand yourself, you then get insight into the calling God has in your life. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Sid, you know, for years now, I've operated on one major principle, and that's been where there's agreement, there's power. And when there's disagreement, there's a lack of power. So much energy goes into disagreement. So much energy goes into things like divorce and grandparents having issues with grandchildren, people having problems with coworkers. It's just a plethora of things out there. And what the course does was it gives you insights into yourself. Actually, the love commandment says that you love others as you love yourself. And so knowing this information about yourself, knowing your strengths, your weaknesses, knowing the traits that God wired you to be successful, knowing those things really give you an edge on dealing with conflict, dealing with issues, and above all, can help you find your destiny, the purpose, the calling that God has for you.
You said something that is such music to my ears and God's ears. Because the Bible says the main commandment is to love God with all of your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, the truth of the matter is that because of your biblically based exclusive, and this is an exclusive course that we're making available to you right now, you can not only do you understand yourself, it'd be worth it just for that, you understand other people. Why is that so important, Sandy?
Well, we filter things through our past experiences, and oftentimes our personality becomes changed and molded as a result of some of the significant events in our lives. If you can understand your style and you can understand how God has wired you, then it's easy to filter that just because people are different, they're not necessarily wrong. I mean, like said, you're like the Apostle Peter. He, on the day of Pentecost, got out. He was excited. He was exuberant, and thousands were saved. Yet the Apostle Paul is very much different. He was very methodical, very detailed, wrote the majority of the Bible. And yet there were times that they had conflict with each other. You have Abraham, very easygoing, laid back in such a way. Yet, God used him, called him the father of our faith. And so we see different sorts of people. Different kings. You had David that was outgoing. He was exuberant. He danced before the handmaidens in his underwear, so to speak, you know.
Worse, as I understood the Bible, but go ahead.
his wife was a very detailed, very meticulous person, and it wasn't proper for the king to do that. And yet, she was barren. There's all kinds of differences amongst people. But if I can understand me, if I can understand my strengths, my weaknesses, it produces a sense of a fulfillment, of self-esteem. If I can understand how God uses me in conjunction with the way he used people in the scriptures that were like me, then I have a confidence that I'm fulfilling my destiny, fulfilling the things that God wants me to do. So when I look at you, I'm not intimidated. I can look at you through a filter that just because we're different, that maybe you'll say something or you'll do something and I don't need to have a fence over it. It's the way you're wired. It's the way you are.
Yeah, you know what I'm reminded of? Most people I meet tell me their spouse is the mirror opposite of them. And why not? Because the spouse completes the person. If they were the same, they wouldn't even complete them. There'd be deficiencies. But these are differences. So I believe that these tests you've created that are biblically based would help husbands and wives understand each other. Children understand parents and grandparents. Parents and grandparents understand their children and grandchildren. I just see this as a ripple to allow us to fulfill the great commandment.
Well, God has such a sense of humor because the way it works is he designed it so opposites attract. So here you're attracted to your opposite, but then opposites repel. And so you'd like to make the other person to be just exactly like you, but they're not going to do that. And so to understand their instinctive style, understanding their strengths and weaknesses, and one of the greatest dynamics that these assessments and this course points out is the dominant fears in each person. Each style has a dominant fear, and you know where the enemy is going. The enemy is going for the things I fear the most has come upon me. And that's where the enemy goes. But if you understand your fear, if you understand how it works, you understand how it's applied, then like, for instance, the fear of your style would be the fear of being taken advantage of or the fear of rejection. So you would set up different mechanisms to avoid that dominant fear. The fear of my wife, who's very easygoing, is a fear of change, is a fear of confrontation, is the fear of conflict.
And you know what the problem is, Sandy? I learned these things. It took me over 50 years to learn these things. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if I could have taken your test and had this understanding just when I got married? Or better than that, if I had taken this test and understood my children better, or they had seen my results and understood me better, or on relationships alone, if you're a grandparent and you can get such a tool as this, I remember when I went to college, all of a sudden on a forum, it said, what is your major? And I said, duh. I don't know what I'm going to major, but I wasn't so different. Most young people don't know what they're going to do in life. How would this help a young person getting ready to figure out what career God wants them in or what they're best at?
Well, Sid, one of the things that that the course really was designed to do was to help people identify their strengths. And certain jobs are just perfect for certain strengths. It doesn't mean that any person can't do a job. I mean, God used all kinds of people in the scriptures to do similar things. It's not that they all have to do it the same. They do it differently according to their style. But there's certain jobs that fit like a hand in a glove. And oftentimes when a young person sees that about themselves, there's things that trigger in their mind. There's things that they're able to see that they weren't able to see before. All of a sudden, there's something that might be right under their nose, or a door that opens supernaturally that they say, oh, you know what? I need to go there.
So it, in other words, it accelerates finding our purpose and destiny. But what about someone that's 60 years old? Would it help them take this test?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, one of the things that happen with the generations is that we kind of lose things to talk about. You know, the younger generation is interested in this. Those that are a little older are interested in this. But, you know, to go through this course, it opens up a whole world of communication. Everybody wants to know something about themselves. Everyone likes to talk about something that's going on inside of them. And a grandparent who likes to listen, who wants to go ahead and talk, find some common denominator with a grandchild. You know, I brainwashed my grandson for years. I said, Poppy's your best friend, your best friend. Well, you know, now he's in Ohio State and I'm still his best friend, but I know his style. I know how to communicate with him. I know what he's afraid of. I know all this information. I know more about him than I could ever have known. And it opens dialogue. It opens conversation. It opens some common goals. It opens up all these things that are common, which are great between grandparents, children, grandchildren. It's good for a whole family.
I did not know you that well at the time I took the test. And of course, I know him very well now. He's on our board of directors. And you shocked me. You looked at the results of my test and you said, Sid, according to your test, you would either make a great evangelist or a great comedian. You didn't know that I have that side if I just let myself go that way. And I love it. But you shocked me. You should not have known that because you just didn't know me that well. I think that people are going to be shocked when they find out how God wired them.
You know, there's no question about it. Information is power. And to have that kind of behavioral information coupled with supernatural thoughts, it is a dynamic duo that can't be believed. It can't be undone. People to use it for hiring, people to use it for just basic relationships in their church. There's so much disagreement that goes on, even in a worship ministry or in a small group, to be able to intervene and be able to talk about different personalities and different styles, and for God to give a word for peace, because where there's agreement, there's power. Where there's disagreement, there's a lack of power.
Can you tell me a couple of, you have so many testimonies of people, so many testimonies of people that have been so helped by this course. Can you tell us a couple that come to mind?
I can tell you, I worked in a church where there were two brothers that were having issues with each other, personality issues, and a nephew that was involved. And to be able to get into that and to be able to save a large church from splitting or from breaking apart. Just recently, you know, with all the things that have happened in the country, there seems like there's all kinds of issues that are taking place in ministries. And, you know, it's amazing how God has put me in the middle of these things to bring peace. But you have to have a certain understanding of who the people are that you're bringing peace to. And so I think that God's going to make a whole world of peacemakers through those that take the supernatural course. I believe God's going to make a whole group of people that are problem solvers. But above all, I think that they're going to find their personal destinies that God has for you. You're never too late. You had mentioned grandparents. Listen, sometimes that God has a purpose for a grandparent that's greater than anything that they had in their entire life. And it involves empowering their children or empowering their grandchildren to do something, to take on the mantle, to take on the legacy. So I'm excited to do this. There's no value on this. The fact that we made it so affordable, we just want more people to not find a barrier to take it. It's worth far more than that. They can't go out on the open market and find what you're offering it for. There's just no way. And it's our honor and pleasure to be able to put this information and to allow the supernatural to operate in their lives.
Well, we have, in this wonderful school we have, a lot of you don't know it, we have some of the greatest Bible teachers on the planet, of which you just met one, Dr. Sandy Culkin. And so you can go online and look at the various courses we have, but start with this one. The school is called It's Supernatural School of Ministry, and if you want to look us over, go to our website right now, www.supernaturalschoolonline.com. Once again, that's www.supernaturalschoolonline.com. Sandy, do you have a last word?
Well, I could just say this, that the love commandment that we've alluded to here today is the greatest commandment. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, because you have love one to another. And we want to put that vehicle in your hands to ultimately allow that commandment to flow through you, to allow the supernatural, you know, the gifts work in love. That's where they work. The power of God works in love. God is not the semblance of love. He's not the figment of love. He is love. And so for us to be able to present this through the School of Ministry, it's an experience. It's an experiential thing. And once you experience it, you'll see it everywhere. Once this information comes into you and you experience it, you'll use it just to mend one relationship in your life, to open up and encourage one or two people in your life to their destiny. You'll never be able to put a price on that. Kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven will rejoice in the things that you do. It's a great ministry. It's a great calling. And it's our honor to be able to do this with you, Sid, for sure.
Dr. Culkin, thank you once again.
Sid, thank you. And love you. Love the supernatural. It's so needed at this time in our history. You know, one word from God better than all the thoughts you could think.